Good morning, it's Monday, November 15th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Morning rain should give way to partly cloudy skies in the afternoon. It will be windy at times. The high will reach near 60 in the morning, then fall through the day. Nighttime lows will drop to near 40. Less than two seasons after Jimmy Lake took over the Washington Huskies football program, he was fired with two games remaining on the regular season schedule, the university announced in a release Sunday. Lake's tenure as the program's head coach ends after 13 games. UW was 7-6 during that stretch. Defensive coordinator Bob Gregory, who was UW's acting coach against Arizona State, will be the interim coach for the rest of the season. The decision comes one day after a loss to Arizona State, which Lake was not present for. He had been suspended for one game following a sideline incident of physical contact with a player during the Oregon game a week earlier. A national search for the program's next coach will begin immediately. A pedestrian was killed early Sunday morning after a vehicle drove off the road and crashed into a man sleeping on a discarded couch. The driver, a 24-year-old woman from Faircrest, is suspected of driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. She was arrested on suspicion of vehicular homicide. The victim was a 59-year-old Tacoma man. About 3 a.m. Sunday, police responded to the collision in the 3400 block of South Meridian Street. Police say a silver-colored passenger car was headed north on Meridian Street when it drove off the road and struck and killed the Tacoma man. At the time of the crash, the man had been sleeping in a discarded couch next to a dumpster. On any given day, Point Defiance's South Pacific Aquarium is home to a variety of marine life, from sandbar sharks in the outer reef habitat to stingrays in the Stingray Cove. But starting today, that marine life will be moved to a new temporary home. Zoo staff are embarking on an estimated $4.8 million renovation and repair project that will close the aquarium to the public for more than a year. The South Pacific Aquarium is more than 30 years old and needs some love, according to zoo staff. The renovation project means that 300,000 gallons of warm salt water will be drained from the aquarium's four habitats, the Outer Reef, Blue Hole, Lagoon, and Stingray Cove. During the renovation, most of the 700 fish and invertebrates living in the aquarium will be moved to the zoo's behind-the-scenes aquatic animal care center, while some will move permanently to new homes at other zoos. Renovations include improvements to life support systems for the marine life and repairing of concrete cracks and walkways and gates used by aquarium staff behind the scenes. Zoo visitors will notice some differences following the renovations: new animal species, artwork, and more natural light from new ceiling windows at the aquarium's entrance. A man accused of stabbing his ex-girlfriend at least 10 times at her Tacoma home, nearly killing her, has been charged. Prosecutors said the man tried to kill a witness who recorded the attack. Tony Rico Sanders, age 39, is charged with two counts of first-degree attempted murder, two counts of first-degree assault and first-degree robbery in Pierce County Superior Court. Neither of the women hurt in the incident have been publicly identified. Sanders' 44-year-old ex-girlfriend is at Harborview Medical Center in critical status. It is not known if she will survive. The other victim, a 41-year-old woman, suffered serious, but not life-threatening, injuries. In charging documents, prosecutors wrote that Sanders allegedly sent messages to his ex-girlfriend October 26 threatening to kill her and her family. Several domestic violence incidents have been reported between the two. Court records show the woman obtained a domestic violence protection order against Sanders on October 18. A.J. Dillon rushed for two fourth-quarter touchdowns and Green Bay beat the Seattle Seahawks 17-0 on Sunday as Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson returned after missing games. Seattle was shut out for the first time in a decade. Wilson struggled in his return after missing three games with an injury to the middle finger on his throwing hand that required surgery. He went 20 of 40 for 161 yards with two interceptions. The 3-6 Seahawks wasted two scoring chances when Kevin King and Adrian Amos picked off Wilson passes in the end zone. The Seahawks will host division rival Arizona on Sunday. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate.